Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Copernol. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, GRACE, has donated equipment valued at $8,029.70 to the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, a move designed to ensure patients continue to receive high-quality care close to home. Rural hospitals often face strain from unexpected and urgent needs, making the ongoing support from community organizations like GRACE and the Richland Hospital Foundation vital to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A recent increase in patients seeking treatment at the Kramer Infusion Center led to an urgent demand for additional mobile blood pressure monitors. GRACE acted quickly to address this need through its generous donation. Angie Conan, director of the Richland Hospital Foundation, praised the partnership, noting that GRACE's commitment to putting patients first aligns perfectly with the foundation's goals. This donation will assist the Infusion Center staff in providing safe, efficient care and improving the overall patient experience, reflecting GRACE's longstanding dedication to enhancing cancer care for patients and families in the greater Richland area. The Richland Hospital and Clinics expressed sincere appreciation to GRACE for its continued investment in the community's health and well-being. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is a community-based organization focused on supporting local cancer patients and advancing cancer-related resources throughout the greater Richland area. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is once again making it easier and more affordable for families to prepare for upcoming school sports seasons by offering sports physicals for just $15 throughout July and August. These discounted exams are available at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Clinic, and Spring Green Medical Center, helping to ensure student athletes meet WIAA participation requirements while keeping costs accessible. Melissa Wirtz of the Richland Hospital and Clinics noted that the goal of these reduced-rate physicals is to remove financial barriers, allowing every student the opportunity to participate in school athletics and activities. In addition to fulfilling eligibility requirements, these physicals provide a valuable opportunity to identify potential health concerns before the season starts, demonstrating the hospital's ongoing commitment to the health and success of area families. Dr. Brian Kroll, a family physician with the Richland Hospital and Clinics, who also serves as an assistant football coach, encourages students to use the summer months to prepare for their upcoming seasons. Dr. Kroll emphasizes the importance of staying hydrated, resting, and recovering properly to ensure a healthy and successful season. Appointments for sports physicals can be scheduled by calling 647-6161. Necessary physical forms can be obtained from local school districts or downloaded directly from WIAAWI.org. The Richland Center City Council is set to convene Tuesday, July 7th at 6:30 p.m. to address several key administrative and planning items. The agenda includes a comprehensive review of the treasurer's and utility treasurer's reports alongside the standard approval of bills. In terms of local governance, the council will deliberate on a potential amendment to the ordinances governing the park board, as well as a lease renewal for Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Organizational adjustments are also under consideration, with a proposal to amend the council rules to formally designate the mayor as a non-voting ex officio member of the General Government Committee. Furthermore, the council is scheduled to review a conditional use permit application submitted by Ryan and Megan Plumer for the construction of a 256-square-foot garden shed at 1235 Arbor Lane. These matters highlight the ongoing efforts by the council to effectively manage city infrastructure, administrative appointments, and property development projects within the community. The upcoming Richland Center Utility Commission meeting, scheduled for July 8th at 5:30 p.m., will address several key administrative and infrastructure topics. The agenda includes standard procedural items such as roll call, approval of minutes, the treasurer's report, and a review of monthly utility bills. A major focus of this session will be a discussion on the WPPI contract extension, which is intended to support local officials in making informed decisions. In addition to administrative business, the community is focused on ongoing infrastructure improvements. Utility Manager Scott Gauld recently highlighted the Valley View Drive renovation project, which is part of a broader citywide utility upgrade. This initiative also features the installation of new, efficient meters aimed at streamlining data collection for the benefit of residents. As with many smaller communities, the success of these projects depends on the collaborative efforts of city employees to maintain essential services. The meeting is open to the public, providing residents an opportunity to engage with utility leadership. The Richland School District Board of Education has officially announced an upcoming regular school board governance meeting. This meeting serves as a vital platform for discussing district-wide initiatives and ensuring that the educational environment remains centered on the needs and successes of its students. Residents and stakeholders are encouraged to attend to stay informed about the latest developments and governance policies affecting the Richland School District. The meeting is scheduled to take place Wednesday, July 8th at 7 p.m. at the Richland Center High School in the IMC. This gathering provides an opportunity for the board to review prior minutes, discuss strategic frameworks, and evaluate operational expectations to better serve the community. In observance of the 4th of July, many towns and cities throughout the nation will be holding fireworks shows this weekend. The following communities will be shooting off fireworks tonight and tomorrow. The city of Mauston will be holding their fireworks show on Friday at dusk. Area communities holding shows on Saturday include Toma, Boscobel, Eastman, Gays Mills, Hillsboro, Lafarge, Lone Rock, Mazamani, Mineral Point, Platteville, Viroqua, and Wesby. They will all have fireworks displays at dusk. You can find the full list of area fireworks shows on the Hidden Valleys of Southwestern Wisconsin Facebook page. The Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison received a threat of violence around 1:40 p.m. Thursday. Zoo staff immediately contacted law enforcement and evacuated visitors out of caution. Madison police believe the threat was an incident of swatting, which is a false report intended to trigger a large emergency response. The threat was made over the phone, and Madison police noted that zoos nationwide have recently been targeted by similar swatting attempts. The zoo stated their staff is trained for such situations and animal areas were secured. The zoo had planned to reopen today at 9:30 a.m. A 54-year-old Prairie du Sac resident was taken into custody Thursday following a search warrant execution that uncovered illicit materials on electronic devices. On Thursday, officers from the Sauk Prairie Police Department executed a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of 20th Street in the village of Prairie du Sac. The search, prompted by information from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, led to the seizure of multiple electronic devices containing images of child pornography. As a result of the findings, Jason McAlexander was arrested and charged with possession of child pornography. He is currently being held in the Sauk County Jail. The Sauk Prairie Police Department and the Wisconsin Department of Justice are continuing their joint investigation into the matter, and officials noted that additional charges may be filed as the probe continues. The Sauk Prairie Police Department expressed gratitude for the assistance provided by the Wisconsin Department of Justice during the operation. Anyone with information regarding this case is encouraged to contact the Sauk Prairie Police Department at 608-643-2427. Anonymous tips can be provided to the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 888-TIP-SAUK. Local authorities are investigating a tragic two-vehicle accident that claimed the life of an 89-year-old woman on Thursday afternoon. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call at approximately 2:40 p.m. July 2nd, following reports of a crash between a small SUV and a car on County Highway CM near Lynx Road in the town of Fort Winnebago. First responders arrived shortly after an automated emergency call alerted dispatchers to the deployment of airbags at the scene. Emergency personnel immediately began rendering first aid to the occupants. The driver of the SUV, a 22-year-old female from Portage, sustained minor injuries. However, the occupants of the car faced far more severe consequences. An 89-year-old female passenger from Portage was airlifted to UW Hospital by MedFlight, where she was later pronounced deceased by the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office. A preliminary investigation into the collision indicates that the SUV was traveling westbound on County Highway CM when it crossed the center line, resulting in a head-on impact with the eastbound car. The car was operated by an 89-year-old male from Dalton and carried another passenger, an 87-year-old female also from Dalton. The roadway remained closed for over 3 hours while investigators processed the scene. Officials have stated that the identities of those involved are being withheld pending the notification of next of kin. In the wake of this fatal accident, authorities are issuing a stern reminder to the public about the dangers of distracted driving. The sheriff's office noted that a single moment of focus can prevent a lifetime of regret for families and the community alike. John P. Stalker entered a plea of not guilty for a count of burglary on Wednesday, stemming from a report by a 21-year-old woman who found her underwear drawer empty in early June. Security camera footage from a nearby home led police to arrest Stalker a few days later after they found the missing clothes in his possession during a search of his home. He now faces charges of burglary and felony bail jumping, the latter stemming from a previous stalking case, and officers suspect the 41-year-old may have stolen underwear from other women as well. He'll return to court in August.